12 Bar Blues.
All right, now with this, we can actually play 12 bars worth of blues, or at least blues structure, with what we've already learned. We're going to play a chorus on a 12-bar blues structure. Now, what that means is that in a chorus of blues, it's broken up into sections called bars. And logically enough, there are 12 bars in a 12-bar blues. The first four bars are on what they call the one chord, which if you're playing in the key of E, is an E chord. Then the next two bars, the fifth and sixth bars, are on the four chord, which in the key of E is an A chord. So the fifth and sixth bar are on the four chord. Then you return to the one, or your E, for the next two bars, the seventh and eighth bars. Then on the ninth bar, you go to the five chord. B is your five chord. Then on the tenth bar, you return to your four chord, your A, and then back to your one for the final two bars. Now, on an A harp, we're going to play this in the simplest possible fashion. We're going to play an E note for the E chord, or the 1, an A note for the A chord, or the 4, and a B note for the B chord, or the 5. Your 1, or your E, is located in your 2-hole draw. Your 4, or your A, is located in your 4-hole blow, and your B, or your 5, is located in your 4-hole draw. So we're going to start with a lip lock saying the ta-do syllable. Now remember, of course, that ends up on your second hole draw, so that's your E. So this, and a bit of rhythm, that's one bar on the E. So we have to do that four times. Now we're approaching the fifth bar, and we have to go to our four change, which is our A, located in the four-hole blow. So when we finish that little rhythm part, we'll draw the first two holes to maintain our rhythm, and then slap-tongue the four-hole blow to actually hit the A note. Now our rhythm again. One more bar on the four. Now we return to the one for two more bars. Now, at the ninth bar, we have to go to the five change, which is our B note in the four-hole draw. So we draw on the first two holes to maintain our rhythm, and then strike the four-hole draw with a tongue slap to get our five. And our rhythm to finish the bar. And now we have to go to the four again. Hit the bottom two notes on the draw and then slap tongue the four-hole blow. Rhythm. And now we return to the one change, or two-hole draw, to finish out. Now I'm going to play it all the way through. Now the last two bars are called the turnaround, and frequently there's what we call a tag at the end of that goes to the five change. But instead of playing it in the four-hole draw, we're going to play it in the one-hole draw. So now I'm going to play through the 12 bars again, but this time with a tag at the end, and also some other variations. I may add a pickup beat, so instead of saying ta-do, I may say ta-da-do. And I'll use that other little riff I showed you in the section on chord rhythm. And also I'm going to change the rhythm pattern slightly so that in places, instead of doubling the blow breath here, I'll play that second beat as a draw note on the second hole. So the pattern, instead of this, might be. So now let's try it and put it all together. Now, you should be able to do all of that now, except for maybe the tag. And the reason you may not be able to do that is that that involves a bent note. I bent that one down. And so now it's time to learn how to bend our notes. And that's going to really open up the possibilities for playing blues on the harmonica.